The newest acquisition at the Hood Museum of Art in Dartmouth is by the unconventional French artist Marcel Duchamp. It's a box and a valise, part of a series of works first shown in the 1940s, in which Duchamp reproduced his past creations in miniature form and packed them into a box as a sort of portable museum. Michael Taylor is director of the Hood Museum, and he's a Duchamp scholar. He joins us from Dartmouth with more on this work. Michael, welcome to All Things Considered.
Hi.
There are about 300 of these boxes, and you've said this one may be the best you've seen. How so? What makes it stand apart?
Well, what you have to remember is that this is a traveling suitcase filled with fragile objects. They're often mounted on black folders, or something might be made of glass or plastic. And so you can find them in varying states of condition. And if you were to rate them from a 5 to a 1, with 5 being deplorable and 1 being excellent, I would say that we found ourselves a 1. And there's a lovely sense of humor. I mean, Duchamp is on one level, one of the most difficult and arcane and esoteric artists of the 20th century. Here you have, at one level, the most intellectually engaging work you'll probably ever see in your lifetime. On the other, it's full of humor. I mean, I'll just point out one thing in the box. Duchamp went to a dentist called Daniel Chank, and he couldn't afford the dental work, so he made him a work of art, and it's a check, and even made up a fictitious bank on Wall Street called the Teeth's Loan and Trust Company. And that's sort of emblematic of the humor that's throughout this box, and it's there to be enjoyed and unpacked.
Duchamp spent something like 5 years creating this series of boxes where he recontextualizes those past works. What is it that drew him to that project instead of, say, creating a series of entirely new works?
Well, Duchamp had, you know, you have to remember he's a bit of an artist philosopher. And his idea was that every artist in their own time is only capable of having 4 or 5 really decent ideas, things that no one's thought of before. And the rest of the time, you just repeat yourself. He made some works in the 19-teens and then claimed that he gave up art for chess. So he was really touting himself as a former artist. From our perspective today, it really is an original work of art, even though he wouldn't have described it that way.
And what happens with it going forward? What are the future plans for exhibiting this piece?
The light level issue with some of the more fragile pieces in the box and the valise means that it can only be shown every 3 to 5 years. However, it can be used for teaching, and I'm very much hoping that numerous faculty members will come and look at it and teach with it. And students can do independent study with it as well. So to me, every teaching museum needs a box and a valise. And for many reasons. I mean, first of all, I think Duchamp's one of the great artists, and you need great works of art in a teaching museum to make the magic happen and inspire the students and get the faculty to work with you and teach from these objects. But on another level, what the Box and the Valise does is it offers a critique of museums themselves. And so having a Box and a Valise open inside the museum is a way of animating the whole discussion and the dialogue that goes on.
Michael, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Michael Taylor is director of the Hood Museum of Art at Dartmouth, which just acquired a box and a valise by the artist Marcel Duchamp. The piece is on exhibition through August 26th. For more information, visit our website, nhpr.org.